Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
An experience that we all must go through, but the question is, what happens after death? You know, I'll share something with you real quick here. A few weeks ago, I lost my oldest sister. And then 4 days later, her husband died. So in the midst of preparing her funeral, my niece had to prepare two funerals, and they combined them. We had one funeral and two caskets. That was tough. But you know, even in all of this, we can praise God and not get upset because we know God was at work. We know that they were in some pain and God delivered them out of their pain. So when we ask for prayer, we got to know that God can answer prayer according to what? His will, not our will. And this is what Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I like what he says here. Let's look at verse 5. It says, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves for your servants for Jesus' sake." We can't talk about ourselves. I can't do anything for you. Only person that can do something for you is the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? Why? What can Jesus do for you? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes.
Do you believe that He died on the cross?
Yes.
And also, do you believe that on the third day He rose from the grave?
Yes.
Conquering death, grave, and hell. So we know that He has the power over death. So when we die, it's not an end all, because we know that Jesus Christ rose from the grave and He can bring us with Him. Verse 14 tells us that. It says, "Knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus," listen to this, "shall raise up us also by Jesus." Isn't that a good news? Knowing that once we die, that's not the end of it, but that Jesus Christ rose from the grave and He will bring us with Him. Isn't that encouraging words? And then verse 6 says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine." In the beginning, what did God say? God created the heavens and the earth. He said, "Let there be light." And there was light. So that shows God creating. And then it says, "Shined in our hearts." That's Jesus Christ in our hearts. He's, you know, changing our hearts from that dark of sin and bringing in the Lord Jesus Christ. That the knowledge, it says, "The knowledge of the glory of God in our face of Jesus Christ." And verse 7 says, "We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency and the power may be of God and not us." You wonder why? And Brother Strickland read the scripture that God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. You might say, hey, why didn't He give this to the angels? Why the angels didn't do it? But He gave it to us in earthen vessels. That's very important. I want you to get this. Because earthen vessels are weak. Do you agree? The Bible says, "From dust we are, and from dust we shall return." So even in our feeble state, we're so weak, but God has given us the word of reconciliation that can save someone's soul. He has put that into a fragile earthen vessel because that earthen vessel knows that it is weak and it gives all glory unto God. That earthen vessel can't take any credit. It all belongs to God. So He put it in that earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not us. Because man is weak, but God is strong. Now what I want you to know is Paul was faced with a lot of things in his life. We know that God even gave Paul a thorn in his flesh.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.